Okay, we're on Daf Pei Zayin tonight, so I'm going to go over a little bit from Pei Vav Amud Beis, because Yosef had asked me yesterday, so let me get the Gemara open. So on Pei Vav Amud Beis, I'm going to pick up five lines from the bottom, okay? I'm a rabba, everybody have the place? So Pei Vav Amud Beis, 86b, five lines from the bottom. So I'm a rabba, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya, Amru Devar Echad. So Rabba says, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, And the Tana, Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya, say the same thing. I mean, they have tremendous leniencies when it comes to water. If you remember in yesterday's daf, we were talking about a bore that was between two chatzerot, and then there is just a, let me see if I can get a picture here. It looks like it. No, not this. Sorry. Not this. 1 second. Let me get this back here. This is one, this happens to be a nice picture, but there's another picture I want to show here. Remember, so they had a bore between two chatzerot. So according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, I just need this, you know, wall between them. I don't need anything underneath.
You're not sharing anything,
right? In other words, just the wall. I don't need a partition.
You're not showing it to us.
I don't need an additional partition. So the Gemara says,
Rabbi, you're not showing it to us.
I'm not showing. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, let me go back. I'm so sorry here. Let me see. There you go. Okay. So I just need this wall. I don't need a partition underneath for anything. Okay. So the Gemara says, so Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanan, Mekatmim, Devarachad. Rabbi Yehuda had the Amran. Rabbi Yehuda, we stated that's the halakha, that's the shita. And Rabbi Chanan, Mekavya, the Tanya. We're two lines to the bottom on Pei Vav Beis. The Tanya, Rabbi Chanan, Mekavya, Meir, Exustra, Sheishba, Arba, Manal, Arba, Amot. If you have a balcony, a patio that has Dalet Amot by Dalet Amot, he says on the next page, the next type, Chokik ba arba al arba umamale, that if I have, let's get a picture here. Right. So here I have, does he have a patio? Okay. Here, let me see if he's got a patio. Anyway, he's trying to say like this, that if he's got like the patio, he just has to drill a hole in it, four tfachim by four tfachim, a balcony, and that's sufficient. He doesn't need to create the sleeve. We're going to imagine that the sleeve, that the different parts fold down and create the sleeve. So he says, everybody got that so far? Everybody good? Okay. So the Gemara says, let me go back to picture book. So the Gemara says, Amar Le Abaye. So Abaye says to Rabbah, Vidilmalohi. Now, these two leniencies are not connected. They just happen to be two great leniencies when it comes to water. They're not, you know, technically connected. So he says, so Abai says, maybe the two don't match up. Why? Atkan lo kamar Rabbi Yehuda hatam el damar good achit mechitzta. So Rabbi Yehuda holds by that wall that's going over the bore, good achit mechitzta, that we view it as like coming down. That's fine. He says, if I'll kof a good low. But to do this thing with the board that was like, again, it's dalet amot by dalet amot. So dalet amot by dalet amot means 24 tfachim by 24 tfachim. So 24 by 24 tfachim. So I drill a hole as 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim in the middle. And then I end up, you know, imagining I have like four flaps that can come down. Not that I actually make the flaps. And here you see the imaginary flaps. And each flap would be 10 tafach in length and 4 tfachim in width. So that takes two elements. He says, I'll kof a good low. In other words, to bend it over and say good achit, maybe he doesn't hold, maybe Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't hold from that. He says, on the fourth wide line, narrow line, va'ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya hatam, and maybe Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya only says in his situation to do this whole business with the water, el biyama shel Tveria. He only holds by Yama Shel Tveria, and here you see the Kinneret. In other words, this coolie he has, the Gemara is going to learn Amud Beis, was just by Yama Shel Tveria. V'ho'il, v'yishla o'ganim v'ayarot v'karpifot makifotota, because it has all sorts of, like, it's got like a seawall around it. It's got, you know, walls and things like that. So Mamela, it is a carmelite, but it's a carmelite that's mukefet mechitzot, basically. So it's like a carpif that's larger than Beit Satayim. So that carmelite, you know, is technically a Rishus HaYachid on a Deraisa level. So I could, maybe there he has the kula, but another type of carmelite, like the yam, the open ocean, he may not hold it like that. He says, Abba b'sharmi mot lo. So the two, even though they both have great leniencies, the two don't necessarily match up, according to Abaye. So then on the second wide line, Amar Abaye, now Abaye is going to teach me three more kulas within Rabbi Chananah ben Akavya. In other words, there's corollaries. So again, Rabbi Chananah ben Akavya holds this idea that I'm going to drill a hole 4x4, and then I'll imagine the flaps coming down to create the sleeve. That's Rabbi Chananah ben Akavya. Let me just pause for a second. Everybody understand everything so far? Anybody got questions? Everybody good? Okay, so let's go back. So he says now he's going to teach me three more kulas that Rabbi Chananah ben Akavya has as a result of you know this kula. He's going to extrapolate other dinim. So he says on the second wide line, Amar Abaye, Divrei Rabbi Chananah ben Akavya, Haytasmucha lekotel b'pachot mishlosha tefachim, Sarach she'orka arba amod v'rochva acharas haromashahu. So he says, I don't even need dalet amod by dalet amod. If the balcony is within three tefachim of the wall, he's going to use this wall. The stone wall is going to be one of the walls of the sleeve that he's creating. So he says, if it's like less than three tefachim from the wall, so then if this board, he says, is 4 amot in length, and he says it's 11 and a mashahu tfachim in width. So the idea is he's going to do a fold up job. In other words, I'm going to take the board, I'm going to drill a little bit here. So now he's got a space 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. That's going to be the imaginary sleeve. And then here I'll have a little piece that, and again, I'm going to have a little piece imagining coming down. And here I'm going to have a little piece coming down. So I'm going to end up with, in other words, as long as there's less than 3 tefachim with the wood, then I could say it's closed off. And then this I'm going to imagine will be flapping down, flapping down, flapping down. Let me see if he has it here. All right. Let me see. I have another picture here also maybe for you. Let me see. Okay. Let me see here. Well, do you see this picture here? Like here, you see the wall, and here you see it's less than 3 tefachim from the wall, and then he drills a little bit over here, you know. So now he's got 4x4, and then over here he's gonna. This is 11 and a fraction, so it's within 3 tefachim of the wall. So this little piece is gonna come down, imagining, and this little piece is gonna come down, and this larger piece is gonna come down. So he'll have sort of an imaginary sleeve coming down, even with less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Okay, anybody have questions about what we did so far? Everybody good or not? Where's Yosef? Yosef, you good?
The last case I didn't fully get.
Okay, let's go back. Okay, again, we started off with a board that was four amot by four amot. Now we're saying I don't even need 4 amot by 4 amot. I can have a board that's 4 amot by 11 and a fraction tefachim. If the board is within 3 tefachim of the wall, so the wall is going to be one of the walls for the sleeve.
Right.
Then I'm going to drill a little bit here, and now I have a space 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Here's one wall is filled in already. Then I have a space here. This is 1 tefach, and this is 1 tefach. So that little 1 tefach, I can imagine coming down and creating another wall.
Another wall.
This 1 tefach coming down, creating the wall. And here, mm-hmm. and here I have 10 tefachim that'll come down and create like the fourth wall. Okay.
Yeah,
that's the way it's going to work. Okay. All right. That's one kula. Then he says the next kula. This is on the fourth wide line. Haitazakufa, let's say, here's this case. These are nice, colorful pictures. You know, I have that more road also, but I can't find it on Otsar HaChachma. And I guess I don't have all the techniques to like transfer it or, you know, to the computer or, you know, I'm not that versatile. But this is also nice pictures from the Masifta. So he says, let's say I have a vertical board. Here's the vertical board. So the vertical board is and supported by two slats here. So I can even have a vertical board, he says. If it's 10 tfachim in height, this board is 10 tfachim in height, he says, Varochva shisha tfachim ushne mashahuyim. And its width is 6 tfachim and a little fraction. So the idea is he's going to use the stone wall is going to be one of the walls. This is going to be another wall here, imagining, in other words, 4 tfachim wide, 10 tfachim in length. And then these two flaps will fold in, and the flaps will have less than 3 tfachim to the wall. And then, and like this, like you see, this is the way you have to imagine it. So then there'll be, you'll have the sleeve going down here. Okay, let's set in. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Everybody okay with that?
Didn't we have a halacha that you can't have more than one halacha moshe misinai?
Yeah, we did have something
at one time.
Yeah, we did have. You're right.
But here you're applying a couple.
Right. Again, this is, yeah. So I'm not sure because I think we did have such a svara. And I don't know what to say other than this is a shitas yachid, Rabbi Chanan ibn Akavya. I'm not sure. I don't know how to sort that out, Michael. It sounds like you're right. He is using more than one idea. Now the third kula is on the sixth wide line on Pei Zayin Amin Aleph. He says Amar Rav Huna Bereid Rabbi Yeshua Haytel Meder Bekeren Zavid. And let me just again get our picture book out here. These color pictures are nice, I think. No, let me see if he's got a picture here for this. Yeah. Okay. Let's say he wants to say. Let's say the board. Here you see like two poles that are supporting this board, but if the board is catty cornered against the wall, so these two stone walls will be two walls of the sleeve, and then this board is theoretically imagining going to be folded over at the dotted line. So with each little piece will be within 3 tfachim of the wall. So I'll have 3 tfachim here, 3 tfachim here, and then 10 tfachim down. I'll have another sleeve. So he says here, I tell Meta Bekeren Zavid, Sukshehei Gova Asar tfachim, and it's got to be a height of 10 tfachim. He says, Varochva Shnei tfachim Ushnei Mashahuyin, and its width has got to be 2 tfachim and a little bit extra at the end. So, in other words, so that when I fold it over, I'll have 1 tefach and a little bit. This will be 3 tefachim. You see 3 tefachim over here. So it'll be within 3, within 3 tefachim the wall. This will be a tefach and a little bit more. So it's within 3 tefachim the wall. This will be within 3 tefachim the wall, and I'll have it. Okay, so the point is that using Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya, that I don't even need a board that's 4 amot by 4 amot, the way we started at, right? I have all these other smaller pieces of wood that create access to the water. So the Gemara says on the sixth wide line, Viela Hadatanya, Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya Omer, Gzustra Sheshba Arban al Rabot, Chokekba Arbal Arba Mumale, Hechim Ashkachat Law. So he says, if that's the case, so according, you're working with Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya. So when would I ever need, a board that's 4 amot? I don't need a board that's 4 amot by 4 amot, because even here, I only need a board that's 4 amot by, it was 11 and a fraction tfachim, and then within 3, using the wall and everything. So I don't need that. So when do I need it? How is that going to work? So the Gemara says, Davida Kiyasita, you need it when you have like a freestanding board like this. It's like on 4 poles here. Then I would imagine a folded here. Now, when it's folded, it looks like a mortar. And it's interesting. If you look at the Rashi, the last of the 6th very wide line in Rashi, Davida Kiyasita, and then he says at the end of it, Asita mortar. You see it with this 8th wide line. The last two words on Rashi, right before the Mishnah, Asita mortar. Mortar is like the same word we have in English, mortar, which is, okay, so, all right, let me just stop for a second. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? So basically, we dissected Rabbi Chanan ibn Akavya with his kulas with the water, and we spoke about Rabbi Yehuda with his kulas with the water. So neither one necessarily, even though they both have great leniencies, neither one necessarily has to hold from the other one. And then we said Rabbi Chanan ibn Akavya, he's got tremendous leniencies with the water that we went through with different ways to construct, an access sleeve to the water. So the water is a carmelite, but when he's got the sleeve, so it creates a rishus yachid, and then he could pull the water up. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right. Now, last night, Yosef, you asked me last night about the board. Remember, we had the board that was like P. Tikri Yorid Vesotem. Yeah, let me come back here. Let me go back to the. Let me get to this. Do you remember? Here. Remember, you asked me about Mechitza Teluya, and this was good, and Mechitza Teluya wasn't good. So I spoke to Rabbi Packer today. He said, this P. Tikri Yorid Vesotem is a different klal. In other words, P. Tikri Yorid Vesotem, I have like a roof, and I have like the side posts, and then the question is, can I say the edge comes down? The idea that we were talking about yesterday was the idea with, let me see where the picture is. The idea we had yesterday, where is it? Maybe it was after that or before it. Anyway, the idea we had yesterday was about the Mechitza Teluya here. The Mechitza Teluya, that's a different concept with the wall. But that's the basic idea. Those are the two different concepts. All right. All right. So I'm going to move on to the next Mishnah. Everybody good? Okay. Now, so Matnitin. Now, this is related, like, similar to the previous Mishnah. We're talking about access to the water. So the previous Mishnah we had, a pit between two chatzerot. Now we're talking about if there's a like an irrigation canal that's coming in into a chatzer and people want to take water from it. So manitin amad amayim shioveret bechatzer. I have an amad amayim. I have an irrigation canal. Let me get the sound. Okay, so here we have an irrigation canal, and it's coming into a chatzer. Now, the canal is a carmelite, and we're assuming that it's at least 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. The water that comes through is a carmelite, even though this chatzer is Rishut HaYachid. So obviously, I can't take water from a carmelite and bring it to the Rishut HaYachid. So, Eimim Alehim Erev Shabbat, the Mishnah says, L'mkein Asula Mechitza Gvoa Asar Tefachim B'knisa U'Biyitzia. Unless they make, in other words, in addition to the walls around the chatzer, they have to have an additional partition. See, there's a partition below the wall here. Then if they make a partition of the where the water enters and water exits, that'll convert the ditch into Rishus HaYachid. He says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kotel Sha'al Gabah, Tidon Mishum Mechitza. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda, similar to what he said in the last Mishnah, the one Mechitza does it. In other words, just as according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, this wall, that's all I need. I'm good just with that. I don't need anything additional. Just like he held in yesterday's daf with the boar. Just like I have, the wall between the two chatzerot, that was adequate according to Rabbi Yehuda. Am Rabbi Yehuda maaseh ba'amah shel aveil. So Rabbi Yehuda says there was an incident with the amah. Amah is usually an irrigation canal, usually measuring one amah by one amah. In this case, it's a carmelite, so it's measuring. Rashi says it's 10 tefachim deep and at least 4 tefachim wide. So he says. And it's called an amma because it usually measures an amma by an amma. So Amma Rabbi Yehuda Masa ba'amma shel Avel. Avel is a town in the Galil. He says, Shayu mamalin mimena al pizakeinu b'shabbat. So this irrigation canal went through different chatzerot, and people would draw water from it based on the ruling of the Chachamim. So that proves that I'm correct. In other words, they didn't have any additional mechitzot there. So Rabbi Yehuda is bringing it to shore up his position. Amru lo. So the other Chachamim said back to him, "Ibnei Shlo Yaba Kashir." That was different. In other words, it didn't have the shear of 10 tefachim deep by 4 tefachim wide. That's why. So it was not a carmelite. If it's not 10 tefachim deep by 4 tefachim wide, so then it gets the status of the reshut that it goes through. So it goes through. A reshut yachid. It's a reshut yachid. All right. Let me just stop. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
How can you transfer from that Rishus HaYachid to your Chatzer unless you make an Eruv?
Yeah, so the so normally we say if it's another Rishus HaYachid,
water is the kula.
Well, I would say like this, that like the, in other words, another Rishus HaYachid which is owned by somebody else, I can't transfer it to. If it's owned by the same person, I could transfer it to. So
no, you couldn't do that. When you had the mechitza 10 with dalet al dalet on top, you couldn't move from your house to that Rishus HaYachid.
No. But if let's say I have my house here, next door is another house, and I own both houses, So I could transfer from one house to the other house because they're both Rishu Yerei Yachid. I own both of them. But even more than that, that the water gets the status of the Rishu Yachid that it's flowing through. So it's Rishu Yachid, but it's merged with Rishu Yachid that it's coming through. It's the same Rishu. In other words, it's all my water. That's the way I understand it. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, let's move on. Now, the Gemara says, now the Gemara quotes a Braisa, which elaborates on the Mishnah, which we just did. So the Gemara says, Ruth, welcome. We're on Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, 87a, around the 15th wide line, okay? So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Asula B'Knisa V'lo Asula B'Yitzia. If they made a partition at, you know, one end of this canal, here, let me get the picture out again. In other words, if they made a Mechitza at one end but didn't do it at the other end, he says, Asula B'Yitzia V'lo Asula B'Knisa, or vice versa, Eim Amalei Nemeda B'Shabbat. So you can't pull water from that on Shabbos, according to the Chachamim. Unless they make a mechitza, it's got to be 10 tefachim height at both the point where the water enters and where the water exits. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kotel Shel Gabah Tidon Mishum Mechitza. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda says the wall that's on top of this irrigation canal is adequate, just like we learned in the Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ma'ase Ba'amara Mayim Sheta Ba'a. There was an irrigation canal that flowed from Avel to Tzipuri, two towns in the Galil. He says, and people would draw water from it on Shabbos based on what this Canaan said. And all it had was a wall like on top. So it proves my point. So Amrulo, they said back to me, Sham Rai, is that a proof? The reason they drew water from it is that the canal didn't have a depth of 4 tefachim and a width of 4 depth of 4 and a width of 4 tefachim. So Mela didn't have a din of a carmelite. So it adopted, again, it's not, again, Michael, it's not an independent Rishus Yachid. In other words, an independent Rishus Yachid would have to be, you know, 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim and then have 10 tefachim high. In other words, it's not a carmelite, but it's going through Rishus Yachid, so it gets the status of that Rishus Yachid. In other words, it's subsumed with the Rishus Yachid that it goes through. It loses its identity and becomes part of the Rishus Yachid that it goes through.
And if it was in Rishus Harabim, it would be Rishus Harabim.
It would be going through the Rishus Harabim, so Mustama would be Rishus Harabim, right? All right, now I'm not 100% sure about that because to be the Rishus Harabim, it also has to be something where the Rabim go. But the water, I think, it's a little bit like, well, it could be like the Rashi brings down. Let's take a look at the Rashi. One second. Rashi quoted it somewhere. One second. Yeah, if you look at the Rashi, it's on the Mishnah. It's around the 10th wide line of Rashi. Shloi ta kashir, carmelite, oba omek asar baruch barba. Didn't have the shir. She'ein mayim nasim rishut la'atzman, v'pachot me omek asar baruch barba. So it's not an independent rishut if it doesn't have a depth of 4 tefachim and a width of 4 tefachim, a depth of 4 and a width of 4. You're right, 100% correct, Yosef. V'mover b'rishut rabim, havian rishut rabim. If it would go in the rishut rabim, it would have a din of rishut rabim, Rashi says. Kidanan ba zorek, kazorek arba amot b'yam patur, the carmelite he. He says that if I throw Dalet Amot in the Yam, some patur that's a carmelite, v'mayar kachmayim rishut rabim alachet bo chayav rishut rabim hu. In other words, the point is, you're right, it does have a din of rishut rabim. Okay, let me go further into the Gemara now. Any questions, comments to us, anything we did so far? Everybody good? Okay, now let's go back. All right, so now we're going to learn another braisa. And it's going to set up a question, and this question will carry us to the next Mishnah. So let's take a look. Okay, Tani Idach. We're 6 lines from the bottom, and the first words online are Tani Idach. Okay, so Tani Idach, we learn a different braisa, Amaramayim ho verit bein achalonot. If I have Amaramayim that's passing through, and again, it means it's going through a chatzer or a mavui. You see this picture here in 97. It's going through a chatzer or mavui, and there are homes along the way. And he says, and bein achalonot, there are like windows that open up into this water. He says, Pachot Mishlosha Mishalshal Dlimamali. Now, we don't know what the Shlosha is referring to, but we think it means possibly that the width is less than three tfachim with the water. That's what we think it might mean. He says, Pachot Mishlosha Mishalshal Dlimamali. So the Braisa says, if it's less than three tfachim in width, so the people can throw out their buckets and draw water. He says, Shlosha Ain Mishalshal Dlimamali. But if it's three tfachim in width, they can't do that anymore. Roman Shimon Gamliel Meir Pachot Miarba Mishalshal Dlimamali. Gamliel says, if it's less than four tfachim, they can throw out their bucket and fill it up. Arba Ain Mishalshal Dlimamali. But if it's more than four tfachim, they can't. Okay, so again, we have to figure out this brisa. So the Gemara says, "B'maya skinan." So what do we when the brisa refers to three and four tfachim? What is it referring to when it says three and four tfachim? Which measurement? So the Gemara says, "Ilein b'amadamayim gufa." If I say it's referring to like the way I said it, that the width of the amadamayim is it less than three or less than four tfachim? He says, "Ve'alahad." So that would sound like that's machloket tanoim. In other words, one tana l'chora would hold that the carmelite, it's a carmelite with four tfachim, and one Tana would hold it's a carmelite with three tfachim. So one Tana says it has to be less than three tfachim width, and one Tana holds it must less to be four, less than four tfachim width. He says, Ve'elaha d'chi'at Rabdimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but when Rabdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ein carmelite p'chuta me'arba. Rabbi Yochanan said a carmelite is never less than four tfachim. So he says, Lema kitnoi Amar l'shmaite. Should I say that Rabbi Yochanan's statement was talui with machloket tanoim? So, according to the way we understand the brisa, it would only be within the shita of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, because he's the only one who says pachot me'arba, and that would come out that Rabbi Yochanan was only saying a halakha that works according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but according to the Tanakam and the Chami, it doesn't work. So the Gemara revises his understanding of the brisa. Ela ba'agapeha ulahachlif. So the Gemara says no. In Achinami, this body of water was four tefachim wide, was ten tefachim deep, is a carmelite, no question. So the water is a carmelite, the person is a rishon yachid. But along the side, there's an embankment. You see the embankment here? Agapeha. And the embankment is less than three or four tefachim here. So the question is, when does the embankment become a makom patur? That's what he's at. So he says, Ela b'agapeha l'hachlif. In other words, he wants to put the bucket on the embankment, and then from the embankment, put in the water, then lift up the water, and then put it on the embankment, and then pull it in. Okay, so it would be like a makom patur, and that would kasher, we think, the hotza. That's what we think. He says, so with three lines from the bottom, Bahaki at Rabdimi, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in Rabbi Yochanan, Makom she'en bo arbal arba'a, if you have a makom that's less than four tfachim by four tfachim, an upraised, you know, pole or post that's in the Rishus Rabim, that's less than four tfachim by four tfachim, which is a makom patur. He says, Mutar l'vnei Rishut Yachid, l'vnei Rishut Rabim, l'kateif alav. So the people in the adjoining Rishut Yachid can adjust their load on it. People in Rishus Rabim can adjust their load on it. Uvad shlo yachalifu, provided they don't transfer objects from the Rishut Yachid to the Rishut Rabim, or from the Rishut Rabim to the Rishut Yachid. So the question is, the way we learn Peshat in this Braisa is I have this Amad Amayim going through. The Amad Amayim is a carmelite, and it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. And this is the way we're learning Peshat. And then there's machlok between the Chachamim and Rishut Liel about 3 and 4 tefachim. So we think that the 3 and 4 tefachim relates to the embankment here on the side. We think the embankment is a makom patur, and the issue is, can I take my bucket, you know, put it on the embankment, and then from there put it in the water, then pull it and put it on the embankment, then draw it in. So each one holds that I could do that, but each one has a different shear, whether the embankment has to be less than three tfachim or less than four tfachim. That's what we think the shot is. So the Gemara says, how can you ever give a green light to do that? When you have a makom patur in the Rishus HaRabim, you can't do that. You can't transfer one Rishus. Here you're transferring from a carmelite to the Rishus Yachid to the carmelite, and you're using like the makom patur. It's like sort of like a money laundering situation. It's like a, you know, like a makom patur laundering situation. So the Gemara distinguishes the bottom line, Hatam Rishu Doraita. By the makom patur with Rishus Yachid Rishus HaRabim, so those two Rishus are Doraita. So the underlying prohibition would be transferring from Rishut Yachid to Rishut Rabim. He's not doing that because he's going through the makom patur, but we don't like the way it looks. We're afraid that people will learn to transfer directly, and that would be an Issur D'oraisa. On the top line, on Amud Beis, Hacha Rishu Durabanan. Here we're talking about the Carmelite is Rishus Durabanan. So the transferring from the Carmelite to Rishus Yachid is only a rabbinic prohibition. So the rabbinic prohibition, I can launder it in this sort of makom tour. That's what we think. Okay, let's just pause for a second and then let me just repeat and then we'll take some questions. Okay. So we spoke about where I have this an irrigation canal coming through a chatzer. So we said if the canal is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, it's a din in a Carmelite. And then the Gemara has a case where I have this Carmelite, but the people in the Rosh Hashanah, they're allowed to take the bucket and pull it out. But the Braisa said that if something is less than 3 tefachim, they could do it. And according to Leo, if something's less than 4 tefachim, they could do it. So the Gemara says, the pshat the Gemara wants to say, we're talking about the embankment being less than 3 or less than 4 tefachim. And because we want to use it like as a way station to kind of like, you know, be sort of like, you know, like metahir, the transfer. So he's going to pull the water in from the Carmelite, leave it in this makom patur, then pull it into the Rishus Yachid. And that's what we think the machlok is about. Okay, who's got questions, comments to us, anything we did so far? Everybody good? Okay, I'm going to go on. All right. All right. Okay, so now the Gemara says on the top line on Pei Zayin Amud Beis. Everybody with me? Top line, Pei Zayin Amud Beis. 87B, the top line. So the Gemara says, Va'Rab Yochanan B'Rishut Rabbanan Nami Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm not allowed to transfer, even if the underlying transfer, if I did it directly, would be a rabbinic prohibition. I'm not allowed to like launder it through the Makom Patur. He says, and here we have about the wall, Michael, you were speaking about, that Nan, we learn in the Mishnah, and this we had this Mishnah already, Kotel Shebein Shtei Chatzerot, there's a wall between two Chatzerot, Gavoa Saret Tzfachim V'Rochav Arba'ah, and the wall is 10 Tzfachim in height and 4 Tzfachim in width, meaning the wall is a separate Rishus by itself. So I have one Rishus, I have Chatzer Aleph, Chatzer Beis, and I have the wall. He says, Ma'arvin Shnai Me'im Arvin Echad. So the two Chatzerot, they have to make separate Eruve Chatzerot because they have this wall in between them. Hayu Barosho Peirot, if on top of the wall there were peirot fruit, he says, Elu Olin Mikan Va'Oakland, Elu Olin Mikan Va'Oakland. So the people in each chatzer can go up to the top of that wall and eat it over there. That's a different rishut, and it's a separate rishus yachid. They could eat it over there. He says, Nifrat Sakotel, if there's a breach in the wall, Ad Esther Amod, and there was, so now there's an opening between the two chatzerot. So if the opening is up to 10 amot in width, Ma'arvin Shnayim, they could do two, they could do separate. He says, V'imratzu ma'arvin echad. And if they want to do one, they could do one. It's like a petach. There was a wall opened up there. V'vnei shu kepetach. Yoter mikan, if the breach is greater than 10 amot in length, ma'arvin echad v'im ma'arvin shnayim. They can only do one, they can't do two. Okay, that's the Mishnah. But now what we're really headed to is what we're going to extrapolate from the Mishnah. V'abin and Bob, we were osek in this Mishnah, and we said, Ein bor ba'amai. What if the wall is less than 4 tefachim in width? So if the wall is 4 tefachim in width, so it's a separate rishus, that I know. But what if the wall is less than 4 tefachim in width? It's not a separate rishus. So what's the status? So Ama Rav, Avir Shtei Rishus Shaletet Bo. So Rav says it's like, it's kind of like has dominance from both Chatzerot. In other words, both Chatzerot are sholeit there. Both Chatzerot have their influence on top of that wall. It's not an independent Rishut. Both Chatzerot are making their presence felt there. Below Yazizbo Mimlonima, I can't move an object there, even one iota, because any little movement I make could be viewed as moving it from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. So if I have, you know, even an apple on top of this wall, which is like 3 tefachim in width, and I move the apple, you know, 2 inches, I could view it as moving it from Chatzer Beis to Aleph or Chatzer Aleph to Beis. So I can't move any object at all. He says, now here's the key. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says, Eilu Malin Mikan Va'Oklin, Ve'Eilu Malin Mikan Va'Oklin. He says, no, everybody can go, Yeah. So everybody can bring food up to the top of the wall and eat their food there. Everybody can eat their food on top of the wall. So he says it's like an insignificant area and doesn't gain the status of both Rishuyot. Now, he says, Va'az Rabbi Yochanan Tame, Rabbi Yochanan follows his Shita, the Chiyata Rav Dimi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Makom She'en Bo Arbal Arba'a, Mutar Lev Neighbor Shud Rabbin, Neighbor Shud Yachid, Lechatef Alav, Vaj Shul Yechalifu. In other words, the Gemara makes the Suchdel between Rabbi Yochanan's other statement, that just like a Makom Ptur, I could take an object from the Rishus Yachid and adjust my load there on the Makom Ptur, and the Rishus Rabbin, I can adjust my load there. So too, each one of these Chatzeirot can go to the top of the wall, which has less than Dalet Tfachim, and bring an object there, and they're fine. But the implication being that just like over there, I can't transfer from one to the other, so to here, I can't transfer, once I'm there, I can't transfer to the other chatzer. So the Gemara wants to say that Rabbi Yochanan holds, so with the two chatzerot, the underlying prohibition would be derabanan. In other words, if a person would transfer from chatzer aleph to chatzer beis, that would be a rabbinic prohibition, right? Because on a deraisa level, they're both reshuyot yachid, and there's no prohibition from transferring on a Torah level from one reshus yachid to another reshus yachid. But nevertheless, Rabbi Yochanan says that if I have this makom, which is less than four tefachim, I can carry an object up there, and I could use it just like I use the makom p'tur with reshus yachid, reshus rabim, but I can't then transfer it to the other. I can't take the object down, you know, and bring it to the other one. So we think that Rabbi Yochanan does hold as a prohibition, even when the underlying Rishuyot are Drabanan. All right, let me just do two lines, and we'll take questions and summarize. So the Gemara says, Hahi Ze'iri Amra. So the Gemara says, look, that really wasn't Rav Dimi giving that Hesber. In other words, the one we quoted the Mishnah, and he said, Rabbi Yochanan says if it's less than four tefachim wide, you can bring food up there. And then we made the Sushtel to the other statement, Rabbi Yochanan. That was Ze'iri making that statement. Rav Dimi can hold that Rabbi Yochanan holds there is no prohibition from where the underlying prohibition is the Rabbanan from, you know, once you bring it to like this neutral zone to transfer to another Rishus. So same way, Rav Dimi will hold that this is fine, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, Ze'iri kasha. So, but according to Ze'iri, but the Bryce is going to be hard to understand now, because according to Ze'iri, this pshat doesn't work. According to Ze'iri, he says in Rabbi Yochanan, I can't take from a carmelite, put it in this like sort of makom p'tur and go to the Rishus Yachid. So how will you explain the Bryce? So the Gemara says, Ze'iri kasha ha, Ze'iri mukim la, ba'amar amayim gufa. So Ze'iri would say that the machloket is related to the Amar Amayim, like we said before, with the three and four tefachim. All right, let me just summarize, and we'll take some questions, and then we'll finish off the sugya, okay? So we learned the Braisa. The Braisa says, I have this Amar Amayim coming through, and we thought that the Amar Amayim was 10 tefachim deep and four tefachim wide, and the Amar Amayim is a carmelite. And people have their homes along the Amar Amayim, and that's Rishus Yachid. And the Braisa says that they could take their bucket and throw it in, if it's less than three tefachim or less than four tefachim, according to Rabbi. So what's less than three, less than four? So according to Rav Dimi, which was the first pshat in the Braisa, he's saying if the embankment is less than three or less than four, then the embankment is like a makom p'tur, and then I could pull the bucket out of water and leave it there and then pull it into Rishus Yachid. Then the Gemara says, according to Ze'iri, Rabbi Yochanan holds, I'm not allowed to do that, even with the underlying prohibition is the Rabbanan. So how is Ze'iri going to explain the Braisa? So Ze'iri will say that in Achinami, the Braisa is talking about not the embankment. The Braisa is talking about how wide is this irrigation canal. So it either, according to one opinion, less than three tefachim, or according to the other one, less than four tefachim, meaning that there's a machloket, what a carmelite would be. So one holds that a carmelite, if it's less than three tefachim, is not a carmelite, and the other holds less than four tefachim, not a carmelite. And it's a machloket tanaim about that. Okay, and so Rabbi Yochanan's statement earlier on Amud Aleph, which was that there's no karma less than four tefachim, is only going within Rav Shmuel Gamliel, but in Achinami is subject to machloket tanaim. Okay, let me just pause for a second and take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Any questions, comments, and thoughts? Yosef, you're very quiet tonight, Yosef. Are you okay? You good? Okay. All right. So let me finish to the next Mishnah. Okay, nice to have you with us, Fern. I'm sure, okay, one second. Let me get back. Okay. So, all right. Now, so, okay. So the Gemara says, so Ziri Mukim Lo Banamayim Gufa, Rabdimi Tanaihi. I may love those words out. According to Rab, so he holds that Rabdimi's statement on Amud Aleph, that what that Rabdimi, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that there's no karmel less than four tfachim, that statement is subject to Machlo Katanaim. Rabbi Shkim Leo will agree with that, but the Tanakam will not agree with it. Okay, so we have two pshatim so far in the Braisa. Now, they both agree, though, that if the irrigation canal is less than the shear for a carmelite, then I could pull directly from the water into the homes. So the Gemara says, "Vetebe kichore carmelite." Now, we had, if you remember, in the second Shabbat, we had about chore rishit rabim. Chore rishit rabim was, I have the rishit rabim, and then there was a wall adjacent to the rishit rabim. I throw an object, and it ends a crevice in the wall. So it's machloket, am I chayev for, you know, does that crevice have the din of Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid or not? So according to one side, it's the Chorei Rishus HaRabim have a din of the Rishus HaRabim. So he wants to say that why can't this car, let's say this thing is less than three or less than four tfachim, but it's coming from a larger body of water. Let me see if I have a picture here with it. Let me look over the other picture. Let me see. I wish I could do that other book with you. Let me see. See, this, it takes a minute to download. Well, getting close. Anyway, the main point is, I'll go back to the other one. Anyway, the main idea is that this water is coming from a larger body of water. So in other words, let's say it's coming from the river ultimately. So it was wider away from there. So why can't, in other words, so this body is connected to a larger body of water. Why can't it have a din of Chore Carmelite? In other words, it's like connected enough to a carmelite to have a din of a carmelite. So why not? So Abai bar Avin, Rav Chanina bar Avin, Damri Tavai Wein Chorin the Carmelite. He says there is no such thing as Chorin the Carmelite. So it's a nice, you know, comparison, but it doesn't exist. It's one answer. Rav Ashi Amar, Afilu Temi Yesh Chorin the Carmelite. Even if you'll say there is such a concept as Chorin the Carmelite, assuming there is, Hanimili Besmucha, that would only mean what's nearby, Hachamu Mufleget. Here it's so far away, meaning the larger body of water is, you know, a half a mile down here. This is here, so there's no din of Chorin Carmelite. Okay, now, one more pshat in our Brisa, and then that'll be it. So again, we said we had three and four tfachim. We're trying to figure what three and four tfachim is. This last pshat is going to say that the mechitza that he puts in at the entranceway and the exitway has a space in the middle, and it's related to what is the shear for lavud? Is it three or four tfachim? So the Gemara says, Ravina Amar, going to Abadla Nifke Apuma. He made like, you know, exit holes in the mouth. So they have a machloket. What is labud? Is labud three tfachim or four tfachim? So according to Chami, it's three tfachim. According to Rav Shalil, it's four tfachim. So the Chami say, we hold it's three tfachim, so if it's less than three tfachim, that counts as a mechitza, even though there's an opening here. According to Rav Shalil, if it's less than four tfachim, it counts as a mechitza. So, okay, let me just summarize again all the pshatim we did, and then we'll take some questions. So, and Fern, welcome. So tonight we were talking about a body of water coming to a chatzer. Before, yesterday was a body of water being shared by two chatzer. Now it's a body of water coming to a chatzer. So here, I have this body of water, and it's a carmelite. And the Bryce says that under certain circumstances, the people can throw out their pails and draw the water. So if something is less than three tfachim or something is less than four tfachim, so what are they talking about? So the first pshat was Rav Dimi's pshat. He says that in the Hakinami, the water is a carmelite. It's 10 tfachim deep and four tfachim wide, but it's talking about the width of the embankment. So the width of the embankment is like a din of makom patur. So I can pull the bucket out, put it on this makom patur, then I bring it into my house. And if you said, yeah, but by Rishus HaRabim, I couldn't do that. I can't take from Rishus HaYach and put it on makom patur and then transfer the Rishus HaRabim. But that's different because they're the underlying Rishuyot or all Duraisa. Here, the underlying prohibition would only be Durabanan, and I could do it. That's the first shot. The second shot is and this is from Ze'iri. Ze'iri says, no, in Akinami, you're not allowed to do that according to Rabbi Yochanan. So he says, it's talking about the width of the water. And if the water is either less than 3 tefachim or less than 4 tefachim, it's not a karmelite. And if that's the case, so Rabbi Yochanan made a statement, if something is less than 4 tefachim, it's not a karmelite. He only did that. His statement is only according to one Tana, Rosh Gamaliel, but in Akinami is another pshat. Then the last pshat we gave is in Akinami, the water is a karmelite. It has all the shiurim, but they're trying to do mechitzot at one end and the other end, like we learned in the Mishnah, and there's a space between the mechitzot. So there's a machloket, how much is labud? Is it 3 or 4 tefachim? So according to the Chum, if it's less than 3 tefachim, it's closed. And according to Leo, even if it's less than 4 tefachim, it's closed. And then it's a rishus yachid, and then I can draw the water. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything that we did so far? Very quiet group tonight. Very quiet group tonight. Okay, the... All right, let me go on to the next Mishnah. All right. And needless to say, we are only 2.5 weeks from Masechet Pesachim. All right. So the next Mishnah, everybody with me? Okay, so Mishnah, and this Mishnah we've had already. So, you know, like the more you get into Shabbos and Erevin, so the more sugyas you had in Shabbos and Erevin, and Shas in general. The more you get into Shas, the more sugyas you had in Shas in general. So, Manit in Gzustra, Shilamalim, and Amayim, if I have a balcony above the water, Imamalim, and Shabbat, I can't draw, the water again is a Carmelite, I can't draw from the Carmelite to the Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, right, like here. I can't draw the water up. He says, Elim kein asula mechitza gvoa sar tefachim beimi lamala beimi lamata. Unless I make, you know, I make like either a sleeve on, like a partition above, or I make a partition below. Otherwise, I can't. And obviously, the Gemara is going to explain. Rashi says, this Tana does not hold by Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya. Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya, I just made a hole 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. He doesn't hold from that. And this next halakha we had as well. If there are two balconies, one higher than the other balcony, remember we learned that they're close to one another. Asula yona below Asula tachtona, they made a partition for the upper balcony, but not for the lower balcony. So they're both prohibited from drawing water until, in other words, the two balconies got together and they made this partition, but they didn't make an Eruve Chatzerot between the two balconies. So neither balcony can now draw water because both balconies are joined together but are not, you know, surrounded with the partition, so they can't draw the water. All right, we'll see more of that in the Gemara. Not today, but elsewhere. Okay, so the Gemara says, Manitin lo Chanani ben Akavya. Our mission apparently does not follow Chanani ben Akavya, which we had earlier. The Tanya Chanani ben Akavya Omer, Gzustra Sheshba Arbal Arba Amod, Chokikba Arbal Arba Amali. Chanani ben Akavya says, if I just cut a hole 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, I could draw the water up. And if you remember, that was like the sort of like the folding set that I imagine that the, remember, here, in other words, if the balcony is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, so I'll make the hole 4, if the balcony is 4 amot by 4 amot, so I'll make a hole 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and then I'll imagine that the sides flap down and create a sleeve. That's according to Chanani ben Akavya. This Tana says, no, you have to actually build a sleeve. Oh, wait, what happened? You have to actually build the sleeve, or you have to make partitions on top. He says, back in the Gemara, and here's the same Rabbi Yochanan that we had on Amud Aleph, lo hiti Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, Ella, you know, it's interesting. Earlier, he didn't, in the Brice, he didn't say Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya. Now he does say it. He says, Lohiti Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, Ella Biyama Shel Tiberia. His heter was limited to Yama Shel Tiberia. And then we did this already. So here is Yama Shel Tiberia. Remember, it's surrounded by partitions. He says, Hoel Biyeshla Oganim. It has embankments by a road and villages, Vekarpifot enclosures, Makifototah. In other words, so it's surrounded by partitions on all sides. It's a carmelite, but it's surrounded by partitions on all sides. But in other waters, he didn't. So he has a heter. It relates to water, and it's a tremendous kula. But even that tremendous kula, he's only for the Yamashel Taveria, no other place, because it's surrounded by embankments. Okay, so Tan Rabbanan, we learned the Brisa. Shoshazra Mitir Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya on Anshei Taveria. There were three things that Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya gave a heter for Anshei Taveria. Boy, it must be so much different learning this Daf Yomi in Taveria. You hear your hometown mentioned. So he says, Mamalin Mayim Yigzustra B'Shabbat. There was one heter. He says they could draw water from the balcony. They just make a hole in the balcony and they're good. He says, V'tomnin Ba'atza, that they could bury their like vegetables or fruit in the atza, is like they said, the bean refuse. We'll explain that. That's nothing to do with Shabbos. It's a Tumantara issue. U'mistabgin Ba'luntin. And people could dry themselves with towels on Shabbos or in Yontif. Okay, the three halacha, the Gemara will take it down. So malin mayim yigzustra b'shabbat hada amran. So pulling the water from the balcony that we covered and we spoke about it at length. But tomlin ba'atza, that they can sort of like bury their fruit in the atza. So he says the atza, he says, I think this is the bean refuse. How does he translate it?
Bean plants.
Yeah.
Residue
of the bean plants, yeah. Okay, so he's been talking about Mahi, what is that? The tiny, we learned the Brisa. Hishkim Lavi Psolet. The person got up early in the morning. Maybe he's a businessman, but he also has a piece of property. And he gets up early in the morning to take, to bring the Psolet. The Psolet is a residue from whatever's growing. So he's got like the stalks or whatever. He wants to use that for storage material. In Bishvil Sheishlav Tal, if the reason he got up early in the morning, he wants the dew on it, he feels it'll preserve the fruit better, he says, Harehu b'chiyutan. So then the fruit is considered as if a mashke went on the fruit already. In other words, remember, just a reminder, remember there's seven makshirim, and once the food gets one of the seven makshirim, so it's mekabel tuma, but I have to want or desire that water to go on the fruit. So if I don't desire it, so then it's not a machshir. So he's harayu b'chiyutan. So then it's subject on the pasuk kiyutan mayim al zera. He says v'im b'shvil shlo yivatam lakta. But the reason he got up early to cut it, he wasn't interested in the dew on this residue. He just wanted to get up before work and take care of it. Eino b'chiyutan. So that's the halacha. And then ustam, turn page, the next page, not line on peichad manalv. Ustam an she Tveria, kemishlo yivatam lakta dami. Means the people in Tveria were working people, and presumably they didn't want to be mabatel from their malacha. So he said to them, you could store the fruit in the atza, and even though it's got dew on it, and you don't have to worry about tuma, because mistama, you are not, that's not your kavan in having it. Now, the Tosfos HaRosh quotes a different pshat. I saw this in the Masifta Gemara. The Tosfos HaRosh says that it's the people in Tveria, their fruit had a lot of water on it initially, I guess when it was growing or whatever, and the fruit would rot. And so he was saying that they didn't want additional water from the storage material, that it would just promote rotting. So that was why he was matir it. Okay, in the third halacha, umistabkin ba'luntit, he said that you could dry yourself off with a towel on Shabbos Yontif. Mahi, what is that? And again, the issue is going to be schita, if you squeeze out the towel, that's a total of malabain. So the Gemara says, the Tanya, umistabkin adam ba'luntit, a person could dry himself off with a towel. Umanicha b'chalon means if he bathes in cold water, and there's gzirat balan, you're not allowed to bathe in hot water on Shabbos. But he didn't. The Gemara, you could bathe in cold water, but the minhag, at least among Ashkenazim for many centuries, is not even to bathe in cold water on Shabbos. So he says, a person could dry himself over the towel and put the towel in the window of the bathhouse or whatever. He says, he shouldn't give the towel to the bathhouse keepers. They're suspected of squeezing out the towel, so I don't want to get involved with them, and I don't want to squeeze out the towel, so I just take the towel, dry, and just put it on in the window. Rabbi Shimon Omer, I'm not worried about that. He says you could even bring it home. I'm not worried you're going to squeeze it out. Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya was matir for the people in Tveria to dry themselves off with towels. It sounds like he was going like the Shita of the Tana Rabbi Shimon. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did? Everybody good?
No, I just wanted to say something.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, but what they're doing for Rabbi Dicker Shloshim.
Yeah, okay, we're recording. Let me end the recording, then I'll talk, okay? Wait a second. Let me just end this. So if there's no questions, I'm ending the recording. Okay.